بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Contracting a marriage and receiving the bride whilst on journey. Ma'mar ibn Musanna rahmatullah alayhi narrates that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from Khaybar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeded towards Makkah Mukarrama for Umrah. Whilst in the travelling state, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proposed to Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyiduna Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the wakil, the representative. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the state of ihram. Sayyiduna Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had already finalized the marriage. After completing his umrah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received Sayyida Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha at a place called Sarif. Sayyiduna Qatada rahmatullah alayhi narrates that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was proceeding for Umrah, he contracted a marriage to Sayyida Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made nikah to Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Safiya binti Huyay radiyallahu ta'ala anha, after the conquest of Khaybar. The walima was also arranged during the course of the journey. Note, Islam is a simple religion and looks down upon any undue formalities. The above ahadith teach us that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam contracted marriages whilst travelling. In the second case, mention of the walima is of special significance as it speaks volumes about the simplicity of our deen. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.